This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America, and welcome to everybody out there. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, sitting in for the retired fire rescue captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast on this wonderful Friday morning edition live from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And we're broadcasting, of course, from Studio E. That's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to our great radio affiliates all across the country as well as around the world via the internet and via satellite on the GCN network. Now, as always, a special shout-out goes out to all of our active duty military members, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, and, of course, our U.S. Coast Guard and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, keeping America rolling along, we appreciate all of you, especially our over-the-road 18-wheeler truck drivers, the men and the women out there getting the job done, our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers, our suicide jockeys, you know who you are, hauling all the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers. And now, of course, you can find us on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find the Captain on MeWe, on Gab, on Truth Social, Getter, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you'd like to call in and opine during the program, the number is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And, of course, we have a special guest right now. It's Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Frank.
Morning, Kyle.
All right. How are you this morning?
Oh, I can't complain. I'm on this side of the sod, so it's time to celebrate, right?
You got that right. I tell you what, are you ready to say the pledge and we'll get started?
You got it.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty, justice for all.
That's exactly right. And, of course, as Captain Matt Bruce always emphasizes here at the top of every hour, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, just to start off here, Frank, I wanted to get your opinion on whether or not the Supreme Court is a, quote, MAGA court, as now defined by Chuck Schumer, the senator from New York, who's mad about this decision that had to do with the EPA and wetlands. It was a 9-0 decision, but it's a MAGA court?
Well, everything is MAGA. Everything is MAGA with the left, and that's the buzzword that you're hearing from not only Schumer, but from Biden. Anybody who steps to the microphone, everything, if it's bad or if it goes against their agenda, it's MAGA. So that's obviously what the agenda crafters, the narrative crafters on the left have decided is going to be the buzzword going into the 2024 election. I don't know if it's going to work.
Well,
you know, I think
right.
People are already figuring out that this is something that's been constructed and that it's a bumper sticker phrase that doesn't really mean anything. But if you get on Twitter or social media and you look at Hakeem Jeffries, you look at, of all people, Hillary Clinton, everything is MAGA, MAGA, MAGA.
Well, sure.
So
yeah,
it's starting to sound like the Peanuts teacher.
Right. Oh, wah, 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 that kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. It just doesn't mean anything. It's something that they're throwing in front of anything that they want to start a sentence with so that it gives them some kind of, it's a dog whistle for the left. As far as the decision from the Supreme Court, it's a good decision.
Well, yes.
It didn't come after anybody. As a matter of fact, it clarified the rules on which regulations can be based. Quite honestly, the way that the system is today, where the executive branch is running roughshod over the people using regulatory powers that haven't been specifically legislated, that's unconstitutional.
Yeah, and they hate that.
It's job.
You're right. And see, that they want to have unrestricted regulatory power because that's where their power can come from by simply saying, okay, you know, we just have decreed this for you.
Absolutely. And then that's not the way we were set up. And it dispenses with the checks and the balances that we had at the very beginning. Now, it was greatly depreciated with the 17th Amendment, but Congress has to start crafting comprehensive legislation if, in fact, the balance of power between the three branches is going to mean anything. If I could just say, well, the environment is important, so I'm going to say that we have to have let's pass this law that says the environment must be safeguarded, and we'll leave it to the EPA to pound out the minutia. Well, now you've created pretty much an all-powerful executive branch. Where they are responsible to no one, not even oversight from Congress. Congress has ceded its power to the executive branch. So now, what do they do? If you're giving the executive branch the power to craft regulations with the power of law, and then you want to preside oversight to them, well, what's your oversight worth? You pretty much gave them the power to have this regulatory power. So if you say, well, you can't do that, now you've got to go back and craft legislation to overturn the power that you gave them in the first place. It's easier just to craft good legislation.
Yeah, you're right about that. Yeah, I think it's called creating a monster.
A swamp monster.
Exactly right. Well, here comes the music. We're going out to our first break here in this hour. Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Hold the line, sir. We will be right back. All right, folks, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren in for the Captain, and we will be right back. Stay right there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, indeed. Call us up. Tell us what's on your mind. We're going to get back with Frank Salvato from Underground USA here in just a moment. But don't forget, 1-877-969-8600 if you might have a question for Frank or for a comment as well. And don't forget, folks, this portion of the program is being brought to you by Two Guys Gun Shows. That's Two Guys Gun Shows, West Florida's most unique shows with both new and antique guns. Visit twoguysshows.com. That's the number twoguysshows.com. All right, getting right back to the telephone lines with our friend Frank Salvato. Good morning again, Frank.
Morning to you too, Kyle.
You know, President Biden got a CNN poll result that was pretty, well, I'll just say disastrous, because some 66 people think that it's going to be a disaster if he gets reelected.
Well, it's it hurts to say President Biden, doesn't it? you know, 66%, and it's been growing, and his approval rating is also dropping at the same time. And that's a CNN poll. It's a friendly poll, even though they're trying to actually recenter themselves to be something that is existing not as far left as it used to be. You know, it's in the air. The man has cognitive decline that is obvious. It's overt. Whenever he gets in front of a microphone or whenever he's walking to or walking away from a microphone, you can see that he doesn't know where he's going. He stumbles over what he says. He's not acting like somebody who is back in the race for president. He doesn't have the energy for it. So people see this. What's stunning to me is that the media, the Democrat-friendly media, is almost tantamount to ignoring Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s candidacy.
I'm glad you mentioned him. Yeah. That's right, because this is significant. And I think maybe they're ignoring it because they see that it is significant.
Well, you know, you would think that with the name like Kennedy, and the guy, you know, does he sound like he's got some health issues? Yeah, but he's transparent about it.
Right.
He's at least honest about it. He was diagnosed. He's got it, but he's sharp as a tack. The guy's platform is a lot more moderate than Biden's is, and I think that's where the rubber hits the road. I don't think that the puppet masters who are in Obama 2.0, those are the people who are running Biden, they definitely don't want someone who is going to recenter the Democrat Party. They want to make sure the Democrats continue to be controlled by that far faction on the radical left. If Kennedy gets in, he wants to dismantle the machine.
Right.
He doesn't care for the intelligence apparatus. He doesn't care for the swamp. He's not in bed with Big Pharma. I mean, he's got a foundation that goes directly at Big Pharma. So, you know, with a name like Kennedy, the Kennedys are ipso facto royalty to the Democrats, and the name is in good standing with people in the United States because of what happened to John F. Kennedy and Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s father. I mean, he's a threat to this far left radical, which today is now a neo-fascist wing of the Democrat Party. And so the people with the loud megaphones, the media who have supported that faction ever since Obama came to power, and even going back to the end of the Clinton era, they don't want him.
Right.
They want to make sure that the United States stays on that hard left course so that they can finally do what Obama said 5 days before the election the first time. They want to achieve the fundamental transformation of the United States of America. So Kennedy is not someone they actually want to get behind.
Well,
but
right.
I do think the middle and a lot of the moderates in the Democrat Party and the real Democrats, not the neo-fascists, but the real Democrats, I think they would like to hear more from Kennedy. And in that respect, the media is already starting to interfere in the election.
Well, you're right. And, you know, the idea, of course, is the people want to hear solutions and they want to hear, you know, what is really going to make things better. And that's a general statement, of course, but they know things are getting worse every day. And somebody comes along like RFK Jr. and he's actually listening to them, or he's talking about the things that actually resonate with them. And I'm glad you mentioned that, how he's a threat to the Democrat establishment or the far left, because in many ways it's just like Donald Trump. You know, Trump wants to dismantle all this kind of stuff too, or is just anathema against it, right? He's not going to stand for it. And they, I think, are feeling the squeeze, and who knows what kind of thing they're going to pull next.
Well, Kennedy also puts a little bit of a check on the Republican candidates as well. When you've got somebody with a moderate platform like Kennedy's, who is addressing some of the same things that the Republicans are addressing, and then this is especially true where Trump is concerned. You know, during the end of his presidency, he was talking about Schedule F and moving federal employees to Schedule F employees so that they would be at will employees, and he would be able to fire them. But Kennedy, if he ends up being the candidate for the Democrats, and again, that's a coin flip because you're going against an incumbent president, you know, he gets to ask Trump, well, if it was so important, how come it didn't happen earlier in your presidency, and why didn't you get it done? That's
right.
A legitimate question during a debate. So the Republicans can't run incredibly hard left if Kennedy is the Democrat candidate, because they're going to seem extreme. They're going to sound extreme against a platform that is centrist. So this is going to force whoever the Republican candidate is, and quite honestly, the whole of the platform for the primaries, all the primary candidates, they're going to have to talk policy instead of this cult of personality that happened last time. If Donald Trump goes name-calling again this time, and he's already doing it to Ron DeSantis, he's going to get killed by Kennedy.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you mentioned that, because we've had callers throughout the week who have said the exact same kind of thing. That's the sentiment. They don't want this kind of thing because, you know, I think, this isn't 2016. It was different when he started doing that back then because it was kind of quirky and new and fresh. It was out of left field. But now it's off-putting to so many voters, Republicans included.
Well, he was the wrench in the machine, and that's what people voted for. They wanted that wrench in the machine. The thing, and Matt and I talk about this all the time, his policies for this country were fantastic. They worked. They were putting government back in the service of the people. It was good for the economy, good for a reputation around the world. It was good for the military. It was good for minority home ownership, minority business ownership, minority business creation. All of his policies were good. If he pivots away from the name calling and starts explaining to the people why his policies worked and why the policies were important, now you've got them. You've got the top of the card in this match against whoever runs on the Democrat side, even Kennedy. The policies have to be the thing that matter this time around. And if the primary goes to talking about just the differences of the policy platforms between the Republican candidates, the American people will start to see that it's not business as usual with these guys and girl, and they're going to see that they are bringing solutions to the table. That puts Kennedy in the hot seat because, quite honestly, if it's a battle of policies, they mop the floor with Biden.
Right. Oh, exactly, because it's demonstrable what Biden's policies have actually done. I mean, it's you can just trace it. And, you know, it's the proof's in the pudding. But I'm so glad you're talking about the name calling and stuff like that, because that could be his undoing. And I'm hoping somebody's listening to this from the Trump campaign, because this is what we're hearing on the ground and over the airwaves.
Absolutely. Reagan wasn't wrong. You don't do the job of the opposition by attacking and damaging your fellow Republicans. You just don't do it.
That's right. The 11th commandment of Ronald Reagan. Yep.
Yeah. You've got to. It's one thing to go pointedly at your opposition in the primaries on their policy and on economic principles and theories and global strategic theories. That's fine. That's fair game. You start name-calling people and doing the personal attacks, and even last time it made people uncomfortable. I mean, they liked the fact that he was the 10,000-pound gorilla in the China shop. They did.
Right.
But this time around, it's not going to work.
Exactly right. Well, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com, thank you so much. We're going to talk to you again real soon. Take care of yourself.
Say hello, my friend.
All right, take care. Again, Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com. Folks, we have a lot more to talk about as we stroll through the overnight hours. Stay right there.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
U.S. USA News Update. Members of the House Freedom Caucus urged Speaker Kevin McCarthy to take a tougher stance in negotiations with the White House. They want additional provisions be added to the bill the House previously passed to raise the debt limit, including Republican priorities for border security. The group also wants Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to show her math on the estimate of America's debt default deadline. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis would consider pardons for January 6 defendants as well as former President Trump if he's elected president. In a radio interview, DeSantis said his administration would look at January 6 cases and aggressively look at pardons to those who were victims of weaponization or political targeting by the Department of Justice. German police have egg on their face after a member of the public was able to slip into a VIP convoy for Chancellor Olaf Scholz and then give him a big giant hug. Lance Pry, USA News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, it is, and welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce here on the program this morning, 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone number if you'd like to call in. And in just a few moments, in the next segment, we're going to be hearing from Patrick Hyland, our friend Patrick Hyland. So we hope that you can stick around for that. You know, the captain wanted me to let everybody know about Run for the Wall in D.C. This is going on all Memorial Day weekend, and these are the vets out there on their motorcycles, and they're heading to Washington, D.C., so you definitely want to check them out. And I believe that they have a website you can check out as well. It's runforthewall.us, but it's just the initials, and that would be rftw.us, rftw.us. Check them out and find out more about them on this very special ride on Memorial Day weekend. And, of course, on the Saturday show, the weekend show, we're going to be talking a lot about Memorial Day weekend and what it means and what Memorial Day means. So we hope that you'll be able to join us as well for the Saturday or weekend edition, as we call it, here on the program. And for folks, this portion of the program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. That would include Moss Acura and Moss Nissan. Moss Acura and Moss Nissan are side-by-side there on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, and they've got, of course, the brand-new Moss Nissan dealership up in Brooksville. That's on State Route 50, right near the Suncoast Parkway. And their flagship location, of course, is located at 19 and 54 in Newport Richey. That's Moss Nissan and MossAcura.com. Moss spelled M-A-U-S, Moss Nissan and MossAcura.com. And, of course, once again, we are broadcasting from the Moss Family Automotive Studio right here from the station here in Tampa. All right. Well, once again, folks, we have so much to talk to you about. There was something I wanted to mention as well, and that is that we understand that the Microsoft chief is basically saying deepfakes are the biggest concern for AI. This from Reuters. Microsoft President Brad Smith said Thursday that his biggest concern around artificial intelligence was deepfakes, realistic-looking content, but false. Okay, now, I saw this earlier, and I thought, well, wait a minute, where have we seen this before? it wasn't artificial intelligence either. Deepfakes, realistic-looking content, but false? Well, let's just continue here for a little bit. And I think the picture will start to become more clear. In a speech in Washington aimed at addressing the issue on how to best regulate AI, which went from wonky to widespread with the arrival of OpenAI's ChatGPT, which, by the way, has already made its way onto South Park, if you're not aware of that. So that's how widespread it is. It's already been lampooned on South Park. But it went from wonky to widespread with the arrival of OpenAI's ChatGPT. Smith called for steps to ensure that people know when a photo or video is real and when it's generated by AI, potentially for nefarious purposes. He goes on to say, we are going to have to address the issues around deepfakes. We're going to have to address, in particular, what we worry about most, foreign cyber influence operations, the kind of activities that are already taking place by the Russian government, the Chinese, and the Iranians. We need to take steps to protect against the alteration of legitimate content with an intent to deceive or defraud people through the use of AI. So, obviously, he's right. I mean, he's hit this on the head. There's no doubt about that. But just take out the term AI. Just take out the term AI. And we might even be able to say we need to take steps to protect against the alteration of legitimate content with an intent to deceive or defraud people through the use of, I don't know, the Steele dossier. You know, we don't need AI to do a deep fake on the American people. We've seen the deep fake. We lived through the deep fake. The deep fake was the Steele dossier, which created the whole Russia, Russia, Russia thing. I'm not just trying to rehash it. I'm saying that we don't need an artificially intelligent machine, quote unquote, to create a photo. In fact, we asked Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, earlier about this as well, because there was that incident earlier this week where there was some kind of created photograph that caused stocks to tumble briefly, but significantly before it was uncovered that no, this isn't real. This is not a real explosion at the Pentagon of all places. And then, of course, everything kind of went back to normal. But it does point up the idea that when you have fake information out there, that it can have these effects. Well, Hillary and company and others, the Democrat Party elite, they were banking on false information. They knew it was false. But I just thought, this is ironic, because now we got to worry about AI coming up with stuff that's going to fake us out and then cause some other kind of consequence. Maybe the stocks drop, or maybe the election goes a different way, or maybe people buy this product but don't buy that product, or consequences that could be very, very calamitous. So Smith is also calling for licensing for most of the critical forms of AI with, quote, obligations to protect security, physical security, cybersecurity, and national security. We will need a new generation of expert controls
at least the evolution of export controls we have to ensure that these models are not stolen or not used in ways that would violate the country's export control requirements, he said. Well, and again, I appreciate everything that he's saying, but here's the deal. And by the way, you have people that are looking to try to curtail AI and so forth for I think, good reasons or good reasoning, because, you know, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find, myself included, to find someone who can say, well, here's how AI is generated. And, you know, we're all hearing the term AI, we're kind of accepting of it. Oh, yes, well, it's artificially intelligent, and this is what it's doing, and it's going to program itself, and it's going to come up with these ideas or make these paintings or write these term papers or stuff like that. And if that's all well and good, but there's probably a handful of people who actually understand how you got from point A to point B from writing a computer program to having it be AI. And that's what I think some of these folks are actually very concerned with in terms of restricting it or causing there to be more regulation of it. But here's who's not going to regulate it: China. China's not going to regulate AI at all. And so, unfortunately, we're thrown into this thing where we've got to have parity with China. Or others who will continue to let AI develop or self-evolve or do whatever it is going to do, because otherwise then we're going to be susceptible to more infiltration. And by the way, the Chinese are now denying that they were spying on critical U.S. infrastructure. But make no mistake, folks, as we continue with these buildups of China, Russia to some degree, but they're occupied with Ukraine, but they're getting together with China, by the way, with the economic and security pacts. The coming, any kind of conflict with China is not necessarily going to be military. It is going to be, in fact, cyber-based. All right, we got a caller. Caller, you're welcome to the program. How are you this morning?
Morning, Kyle. Driver Mike, Sarasota.
Good morning.
All this AI stuff?
Yeah.
All this. It's going to be end up being a Terminator factor, like in the movies. People need to take and curb this real quick. If you can't think for yourself, you got to have someone else think for you, going down the wrong tube.
Yes, I think you're right. This is the picture that most people have in their mind of AI. They think of the Terminator, right? Right, coming back
that's
in time
how that
and
movie
doing all,
started.
That's right, Skynet. Yep. Yeah, and while that's fiction, we tend
they're
to see
trying it, to make it real.
That's exactly right. In other words, it almost becomes a manual. It's like, here's where we're headed with this thing. But yes, because
yeah,
it can
it's
be.
No longer the old Star Trek computer; it's the new Terminator computer.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, Driver Mike, thank you for calling. We got one more caller hanging
on the line. Drive safe, people.
Yes, sir. Drive safe is right. Thank you, Driver Mike.
Yep.
All right. Caller, you're there as well. We got about 30 seconds. What would you like to talk about? Good morning.
Yes, good morning. AI has already been, there was a predecessor to that, which is called just changing the definition of words. For instance, changing the definition of vaccine, which is really an mRNA genetic decoder to vaccine. And the only way is in a book.
All right, thank you. Kohler, thank you for calling. Unfortunately, we're running out of time, but call back anytime and take care of yourself. Thanks again. All right, folks, we're rolling along here on the Captain's America. Stay right there. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and we are rolling along here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I'm Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for Captain Matt this morning. And we have much more to tell you about. In just a moment, we're going to go to Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. But first, I want to tell you that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. It's Dominic's Blinds and Decor, the best when it comes to blinds, shades, and shutters. You know, the captain has worked with them for years, and he's sung their praises for years as well. So from installation to parts and cleaning, they are the ones to call, and be sure to call them and tell them that the captain sent you when you talk with them. They're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. You can schedule an appointment or just stop on in. They're local and experienced, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Tell them the captain sent you. All right. Well, Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Kyle. How are you this morning?
I'm doing wonderfully. It's a great morning.
It is. It's beautiful. And God bless America. And just got to say, God bless all our veterans. It's Memorial Day weekend. Let's honor them with a lot of enthusiasm and passion for
Yes.
They're doing a big ride down up to Washington, D.C., a bunch of bikers to the memorial. So I wanted to share that with the audience also. We'll get into sports. And that is the Boston Celtics beat the Miami Heat last night. So now the series is 3-2. It is up for grabs still. I thought, you know, they were going to lay down and forget about it, but I give Boston credit. Now they go back to Miami, and we'll see if Miami can close it out. If they go back to Boston, that's going to be, it's going to be tough. Boston's tough to beat in game 7. It's always been that way up there. It'll be the first time in history at Eastern Conference Finals a team down 3-0 comes back and wins it, Cal. Be pretty impressive. Are you an NBA fan at all, Cal, or is that not your sport?
I follow the MLB a lot more than I would the NBA, but of course enjoy basketball as well.
Absolutely. And baseball's in full gear, and Tampa Bay Rays, 36 wins. Scary.
Wow, it is. It is amazing.
Just come out of nowhere. The Dodgers are looking good. I know you're down there in Southern California, and the Angels are hanging in there. So, you know, something we spoke about on Wednesday, you and I, Kyle, the rule change of you being able to fair catch the ball and bringing the ball to 25. We discussed maybe just placing the ball to 25 and starting from there from the safety. Andy Reid, great football coach of the Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl winning coach, commented on that. You know, hey, better be careful. We keep changing too many rules. We'll be playing flag football. What's your thoughts on that, Cal?
Right. Well, it wouldn't be quite as interesting, that's for sure.
Exactly. I think they're just trying to make it player safety. And, you know, most of these kickoffs are going in the end zone and not being returned. It's just, you know, and then if they start kicking it to the two-yard line to try to get the guys to run out, it's not going to change that much of where the starting field position is going to be. So I believe this is why they're instituting the rule, and I don't have a problem with it myself. But, anyway, and do a little hockey, the Florida Panthers, South Florida, they will be going to the Stanley Cup Finals, and the Stars, they avoid a sweep from the Las Vegas Knights. But I think Las Vegas is going to find a way to win that series, and if they do, and it will be the Florida Panthers and the Las Vegas Knights. Be pretty neat. Two hot weather teams playing instead of cold weather teams hockey. It just goes to show you, Cal, how much hockey's involved.
Yes.
Around the U.S. It used to be a northeastern sport, you know, and that's it. So I'm glad to see that happen. Speaking about Vegas, it looks like they're going to vote in June on the Athletics. You know, the money is moving to Vegas, but I'm sure there won't be any problem with that because the attendance in Oakland isn't there, and they see what's happened with the Raiders and how the Knights are doing. Vegas is turning into a, you know, sports town.
Yes, so, indeed it is. And, you know, when I think about sports in Las Vegas, I think about the big war room there at Caesar's Palace where you can go and bet on all the games. And they have these huge, it's like, it looks like NORAD in that movie with all the screens up there, but it's all sports.
Yeah, that's funny. You would say that's what everybody thinks. And then, speaking of that, the World Series of Poker is going to be starting up here pretty soon. That's another thing. People think of sports. Well, they always do the World Series of Poker in Vegas. Well, not anymore. And then the UNLV's, you know, been a good college out there for a lot of years. A lot of good athletes have come from there and made it to the pros. So don't want to shortchange those folks either.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
The Patriots now, they had lost 2 days of outside the network, I call it workouts, okay, because of for a meeting earlier in the year. It's funny how some teams break the rules more than others, Kyle. This kind of makes me shake my head, and the ramifications aren't that severe to where, you know, who cares? It's right. Like a millionaire beating your $150 ticket. Does that really change anything? So I have to say.
Yep.
You know. Anyway, Jimmy Garoppolo had foot surgery in March. He just came out. So we'll see how, you know, he does this year. A lot of things happen in the sports world that is exciting and interesting. People will be getting into fantasy football here before we know it. Come June, everybody starts looking at the players and what they should or shouldn't do, and it makes it a lot of fun. That's the beauty of sports that I love tremendously. A couple weeks we'll have the Belmont Stakes for the horse racing fans. And then speaking about racing, the Indy 500 this weekend.
That's right. Yeah. Exciting.
I can't wait to watch that. It's just a fun race to watch.
Yep.
Really makes things happen up in Indianapolis. It's neat how all these communities with these big events make things happen. And that's mm-hmm. what it's all about. And, you know, speaking about making things happen, Kyle, I like to help people, you know, make things happen with their insurance policies. I save them money or I get them better policies to give them better benefits for themselves and their family every day. For veterans and civilians, anybody listening who has any questions about what they currently have or would like to see a proposal, see if we can save them some money, give me a call, 813-966-1052. You really have nothing to lose and everything to gain. We'll go over what you have. If we can save you money, get you a better policy, let's do it. If we can't, you're going to have the peace of mind of knowing where you are in life. You're safe. So you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Give me a call, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Love to hear from you. Kyle, you're doing a great job filling in for the captain.
Thank you.
God bless you and your family. And I will talk to you soon, sir.
Sounds good, Patrick. Take care of yourself. All right, everybody. Patrick Highland from the Sports Zone. All right, I think we do have a caller on the line, and I want to ask this question. Is this Todd?
Yes, it is, Bob.
All right, folks, 60 seconds with Todd. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell the NAACP something. I see that you've said that Florida's... How about Joe Biden is a disaster? How about Joe Biden is terrible? How about Joe Biden's letting illegals come in the country, taking black people's jobs? I grew up with blacks in the Bronx, New York. Okay, how about Chicago letting illegals be in the police station? What a disgrace. Okay, and you're going to talk about that? No, you got paid, so no one wants to go to Disney World anymore because Mickey went transgender. Minnie's not good enough for Mickey no more, and nobody wants to go to Disney World anymore, okay? So it's a disgrace. By the way, all politics is local. I want to tell my county commission, mm-hmm. my Republican county commission, to open up the building department where we spent $170 million for that building down there, and it's not open to the public, and the citizens pay these high taxes. And by the way, when you have trees marked on your site plan to be removed, okay, you don't charge the people a fee for taking them down.
All right.
Because permitting is slow in the county because you're not open and access to the people. Remember, you work for the people, McCarthy.
All
there's
right.
No deal.
Thanks, Todd.
To Joe Biden.
We appreciate it.
Let's get to work. Peace.
Peace. All right. Thank you so much. All right, everybody. That was Todd in Tampa. And here comes the music. See how we timed that right out just right there. Here on this Friday edition of the program. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. My pleasure to be with you here today, sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. Right now, I want you to go out there. I want you to have a great day. It's going to be a beautiful day wherever you are, I hope. And we're going to see you right back here next time for the weekend show. Everybody out there around the country, take care out there, and God bless America. Take care out there.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the
government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.